rising. When he's through, he will use it for his glory.
Yes, indeed. The Lord God Almighty, taking that which is broken, fixing it up so wonderfully, so dramatically, that there are times when you won't even recognize. Literally won't recognize. There'll be times when you will recognize who was changed, but you'll still be amazed that the change would be so dramatic. With this commander of the Syrian army, I want us to be taking a look at how he was broken. We were told that he had leprosy. So we know he had a disease, a physical disease. So we know there's some brokenness there. But let's read on. See what else we can see. Naaman went to his master, verse 4, and told him what the girl from Israel had said. Again, we're at 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 4. Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. And we were wanting to know what happened after he told her that. Well, let's continue with verse 5. By all means, go, the king of Aram replied. I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So remember now, the king of Israel was the king of Israel, but subjugated in an inferior state to the king of Aram. I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. So to kind of give you an idea of what he had taken, I mean, he's already prepared to express, to show, to demonstrate his appreciation. He's going with the conclusion that he is going to be healed. He doesn't want to receive that healing for nothing. He wants to give something in return. So he takes approximately 750 pounds of silver, 150 pounds of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. All right, here we go. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, "With this letter, I am sending my servant Naaman to you so that you may cure him of his leprosy." All right, so we realize the king is on the right track as far as realizing his servant can be healed, but he has the wrong person in mind, because the king of Israel could not heal Naaman. That just wasn't going to happen. And of course, to his credit, the king of Israel realized that. As a matter of fact, listen as this unfolds in verse 7. As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes. Remember, even though he's king, the kings who had subjugated, who had conquered, kings of other nations, who had conquered other nations, could still place a person in charge of the nation they had conquered. But that king who had been set up by the conquering king was subject to the conquering king. It was still understood that the conquering king still had the mightier military, and if necessary, he could move in on force with force and really take care of business. So when the king of Israel received this letter from the king of Aram, informing the king of Israel that he could heal Naaman, the king of Israel was upset. Why? Because he knew he could not heal Naaman. Listen to this. As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and said, "Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of his leprosy? See how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me. When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him this message. Why have you torn your robes? Have the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel. I love that assertiveness. I love that confidence. Have the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored and you will be cleansed. Wow, doesn't that sound promising? Wouldn't that give you hope if you had some kind of skin disease, painful, ugly, bothersome? And all you had to do was wash yourself 7 times in a body of water specified, a specified body of water, and your skin would be totally, totally healed. Wouldn't that encourage you? Wouldn't that excite you? Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored and you will be cleansed. But Naaman went away angry. He went away angry and said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot, and cure me of my leprosy. Now, let's look at a couple of things here. Naaman's attitude, but also Naaman's faith. Remember, I told you, when I shared with you all that he took with him as a gift, 750 pounds of silver, 150 pounds of gold, 10 sets of clothing. And I said to you, he expected to be healed. But he did not want to be healed for nothing. So he took a gift that he could give in exchange for the healing he was fully expecting. Now, I know some of you were thinking, wait a minute, this guy isn't even from Israel. How is he going to be expecting to be healed? How is he going to have faith to be healed? But you have to remember, the girl who served him and his wife was from Israel. She's the one who spoke about the prophet who could effect, indirectly, a cure. And she was straightforward. She was matter of fact about it. He would be healed. All he has to do is go to the prophet. And so he believed what the girl from Israel said. She was aware of the prophet. She was familiar with the prophet. Remember, Naaman said he believed that the prophet would call on the name of the Lord his God. The people in the nations that were around Israel were familiar with, aware of, some of the great and mighty works that God had done. You can best believe they were aware of some of the works done through Elijah when he was still on the scene. They were aware. They knew the story of great and mighty works God had done in having conquered the Egyptian king, the Pharaoh, and his army, but also of the works he did, the great miracles he had done there. So it's not like they were just totally unfamiliar with God. So listen to his faith again. I thought that he would surely come out to me, the prophet Elisha, and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot, and cure me of my leprosy. That's Naaman's faith. How many people like Naaman And like the centurion guard whose servant was sick and dying, how many of us have the kind of faith that they had?
He can take it.